tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that
let's talk about the home dance.
Alright, I feel weird about that.
Hey there, baking it fans.
Break it down.
Thank you so much for tuning in to the After Show for Season 2, Episode 3, Lust in Translation.
Woo!
What's up, guys? I'm Sterling Case, and joining me again this week is this guy.
Cortez is breaking it down.
What's going on, everyone?
Cortez G. West.
What's up, everyone? Good to see you. Well, hear you, or be with you again.
Anyway. Kylie Hodges.
Hi!
And Roya Tahari.
Sex.
Oh!
Hey, sex. Girl. Tell us how you really
what
feel.
What up?
Ooh. All right.
Sex and Hester always goes in the same sentence. Hester high and sex.
I bet you could spell you sex with Hester.
You can. It's
if
in there.
Really
in the,
hard.
It's in the, it's in the letter X. Yeah.
Okay.
You put the X in the sex.
Yeah.
Sure.
Whoa.
Ooh, Sterling.
Oh, me?
Hashtag.
Oh, me. Oh, my.
You're hard.
Me. Me. Oh, my. All
right. Anyways. Well, Tuesday nights are just my favorite.
Duh.
Yeah.
Triple crush.
What?
Triple
crush Tuesday. Is that what you did? So the hashtag? Triple Crush Tuesday?
Yes. That was because it was MTV's
end.
Yep. And Awkward.
Awkward and faking it. And they were blowing up social media, the cast of all the shows, with pictures and tweets and everything. It was really awesome to see them all together.
But
love
we're
it.
Kind of more awesome. I'm just going to
Team Faking It?
Ooh. Yeah, duh.
Bonus.
Wow.
Hashtag.
Yeah, Team Faking
It's a ballsy statement to make.
All right, you guys. As always, feel free to tweet us during the show, and we will do our best to read them. Roya's got her laptop. We got our phones. We love interacting with you guys. And thank you guys so much again for all of your YouTube comments and all of your tweets. We love you guys so much. All right. So with that said, let's hop on into this episode where the Brazilian invasion.
Oh, my God.
Talk about it.
Why you jumped too far?
What do you mean, jump too far? I'm just saying that's like the thing.
Oh,
that's the hashtag.
Oh, okay.
That's the thing. That's happening.
Yeah.
Cortez G. West.
Yeah, that's my own name.
Anyway. What's the G stand for?
Galliano.
Oh, yeah. No, no. All right, anyways.
Gosh.
Side note there. So we start the episode with Amy and Karma deciding to go public with their breakup. And it's not that they were faking it the whole time, pretending to have this relationship that was, you know, not there, except, you know, that's debatable. But they're consciously uncoupling.
I was just sitting here
consciously
thinking that.
Uncoupling.
Mm-hmm.
What are you two giggling about there? Sharing
Roya over here is just loving taking selfies during the show.
All
right, she's really proud of herself.
We started now, Roya. Let's
welcome
get
back to Faking.
We've got some loyal viewers here that want to know what our thoughts are.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so they're consciously uncoupling, and Karma has this brilliant plan to, now that this has gone public with our breakup, let's find Amy a new girlfriend.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Do you guys think this is just setting Karma up to go too far again? I feel like she always kind of pushes the buttons and, you know, you can always, she's doing too much, She's doing the most.
Totally. I think she's doing it because she's still really uncomfortable with her relationship with Amy.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's overcompensating by
totally.
Saying, no, I'm fine. I'm going to find you a girl and then we're all going to be best friends. And it's just not going to be, it's not like that.
Roya, I see.
Yeah, I had my hand raised. You totally jumped
well,
ahead of me.
Well, sorry, this is a school.
Okay, Roya.
Thank you. Thank you, Ms. Kate. Appreciate it.
No problem.
I agree but disagree at the same time.
Okay, all right.
I actually believe Karma, that she wants Amy to be happy since she cannot feel those feelings for her.
Mm-hmm.
Or she does not feel those feelings
for her. I don't disagree.
Okay. Yeah. So we, like, agree to kind of not agree.
I would just see a different...
I think I agree with that. I think I agree with both of you because okay. I want you guys to like me. And also
very neutral of you, Sterling.
But I think I agree more so with Roya on this one. Just this one little moment.
I'm sorry, I didn't
hear that later.
Wait, one more time.
But just with Roya. Oh, yeah, she's like just this random girl.
That sounds like a nice show. Hanging with Roya.
Yeah.
Anyway, I have a question.
Sorry, my life. My thought.
Oh, go ahead.
That I don't know if because there's been this debate like whether or not Karma's gonna come back around and realize she has these feelings for Amy, which very, very well may happen. But at the same time, I do think that she cares so deeply about Amy and wants Amy to be happy and, you know, wants her to genuinely wants her to find someone. And but we'll talk about that later when we see them at the carnival and she kind of has a mixed
carnival
look.
Or carnival?
Carnival.
Yeah.
So what were you gonna say?
I have a question. Have you all ever been in a predicament to where like someone liked you and but you didn't like them?
And they were
when they finally
with
told you, and or either when they finally told you and you like pushed them away or told them that you were not interested, and they stopped paying you attention,
you still wanted that attention.
You're like,
maybe you know what that is, Cortez? That's always wanting what you can't have. And like
you want
accepting,
your cake and ice cream?
Yeah, you want like you know when people are giving you this attention, I like you so much, like blah blah. You like that. You like feeling like someone likes you. But then when you know when you tell them you don't feel the same way and they back off, you're like, but wait a second, I liked that attention.
Exactly.
So that doesn't necessarily mean that you like them or you have the same feelings for them, but it's that attention that I think that she likes.
So that's what I think is going on with Karma. Okay. I do kind of think the whole bisexual thing as well, but I still kind of think that if she's not bisexual, I'm going to stick with the fact that I think that she enjoyed the attention that was given to her.
Oh yeah, of course she loves attention in general.
Yeah,
when the
because she wanted to be popular. That's the main reason why they fake it.
Yeah, exactly. But even when Penelope was saying, "Oh, you guys broke up. Okay, cool, whatever," she's like, "She didn't even shed a tear."
Right.
That's the sign, right? That she likes attention. Right.
Exactly. So let's get it. So then the principal announces that the refugees from their sister school in Brazil, again, my high school had none of these things. They're coming because they had a natural disaster, so they need to come. And she's asking Karma to help because she can speak Portuguese, which is a real thing. Katie Stevens can speak Portuguese, and I saw her tweet earlier that that's why they included it in the storyline.
Really?
You can tell,
she can actually speak Portuguese, so they're like, okay, they're from Brazil.
Yeah, you can tell. You can tell because Penelope was kind of like, yeah, because I know, heard you. I was looking for you because I heard you can speak Portuguese and just walked off. I was like, yeah, that was added at the last minute.
What?
I don't know. I feel like that was added at the last minute.
I think she might have, because they were talking about how in our interviews that they kind of a little bit talked about being part of the writing crew, a little bit, like giving them feedback.
Yeah, when they came here. Yeah.
And then, so I feel like maybe she gave that feedback, like, well, I'd really like to show that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, she's getting a lot of opportunities here as an actress because she's getting to showcase her music.
Mm-hmm.
She's getting to showcase that she can speak multiple languages. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's awesome that they're so open with, you know, kind of showcasing their different talents. And
that's
I think
cool.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm. So then we have Shane who confronts Liam about, you know, because in the last episode, Liam kind of said, I didn't appreciate that you chose Amy over me. And Shane's like, I'm captain of Team Liam, you know? And so I really like that moment. He finalizes that him and Pablo were done. Pablo's out of the picture. Congratulations, Roya. I know you're happy about that.
Parting Pablo-y.
Yeah. I loved Shane's, I love his sexual,
his quotes,
commentary. It's always really
parting
Pablo-y.
Funny.
Yeah. Pablo-y, yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so he talks to Liam about, he's like, all right, we're both on the mend of, like, just getting out of relationships. It's time to catch a rebound. And Liam says he's going to sit out on this one. He's trying to take a break. He deserves to be. You know, he deserves to whatever. And so, but Shane's like, no, let's not do that. But he doesn't know about the whole Amy thing. And obviously Liam's hinting at the fact that, you know, everything that happened with him and Amy. Amy.
Technically, Amy and Liam combined would make Lamey.
That's very true. Thank you.
And it's not a positive thing. You're not encouraging a Liam and Amy moment. So it's Lamey.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Thanks. Roya, we're just here. We're here today. I really appreciate that. And but then Shane says, you can't get over someone until you're under someone, which is a great line.
No, that's from Friends. Hello, when Rachel and Ross, when they first broke up. That's a line from Friends.
I don't know Friends lines.
I didn't think about that.
She calls him and leaves him a voicemail, and Ross is answering it, and she's on his back, and he's like, when were you ever under me?
There's a lot of 90s. Yes,
I do, but that didn't click for me when I was watching it. That
second time it clicked. Yeah.
That's the second 90s pop culture reference, because she also referenced Never Been Kissed.
Yeah.
So some throwbacks in this episode. I'm okay with that.
So it's like bringing us into it. You know what I mean? Comic books. More so, like all the stuff we would watch.
Yeah.
Comic books.
I heard knocking. I'm so confused.
I don't know what that is.
No, comic books. Yeah. You don't know what those are?
Yeah. No, I got that. Oh, okay. I thought, what were the noises?
You're
hearing noises over there. No, I don't hear them. I'm trying to understand you, Roya.
I thought you guys were
here. I thought we were here. I thought we were here. Now we're not anywhere near there. All right. Anyways. So, Friends reference. Good catch, Roya.
Thank
Cortez
you.
Is not entertained. Are you not entertained? Anyways. My shirt keeps on popping open.
Yeah, sorry, I know. Everyone. So, I don't want to say anything.
Getting really inappropriate here. I think I was like this my last show, too. It's the end of the night. Here we are.
Tuesday night, everybody.
I'm crying. Anyways. Can't zoom in on YouTube, good.
Poor Chloe.
All right, so the Brazilians take over. Mm-hmm. They're not wearing any clothes.
Very stereotypical Brazilians.
Yeah. They're sunbathing in the lawn. Roy is crying. She's literally crying.
This is every episode someone is crying.
It's not out of sadness. You guys are, we are hilarious sometimes. Sometimes I look back at these clips and I'm like laughing again. We are really funny.
You tooting like your own horn. Toot, toot.
Toot, toot, toot.
Okay, I think there's a difference between us thinking we're funny and then everyone who's watching thinking we're funny.
But to get back to faking it.
Yes.
The Brazilians don't own clothes. Those poor Brazilians are in bathing suits.
I bet you when they do wear clothes, they fall off because they're just too sexy.
That's true. They just sizzle off.
It's like too hot.
Yeah. And then the principal confronts Lauren about, you know, since she's head of the social chair now, she has to plan this carnival, which she thinks is a carnival. Which, I mean, it's a common
I think Lauren did it on purpose.
Well, she obviously.
She blacked out.
You should
have
been more specific.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know Lauren's going to do it her way, no matter what. So, but she has to plan it. Theo comes in, calls her the HBIC. I know Kylie was excited about that. I love that reference.
I think that's hilarious.
Reference? Where is it from?
Well, I mean, like, that's just a thing that...
Why
you never heard of that?
It means head bitch in charge. Yeah, I think it's just like a pop...
I think it's just like a thing that people say. Yeah, it's like more of a culture reference.
Because you don't want to say bitch, so you're just like, oh, there's that HBIC.
That seems so much longer than just saying bitch.
But you don't want to say, like, what if your mom's in the room? I probably don't want to say that around her.
I don't go LOL when I want to laugh out loud. I just laugh.
You just laugh. That's true. All right.
Roy and I are not
here. You're not here. You're not here like we are.
Not here.
But meanwhile... Karma's she's a little bitter because the whole Brazilians being here thing is taking the attention away she wanted from the breakup. She was expecting it to be, you know, a big thing, and when it's not, she's like, well, here we are. Not getting any attention. Don't love this.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, you're right. And just notice that. Karma didn't get any attention this episode.
I'm happy that she didn't get as much attention because she handled it very well.
Mm-hmm.
She's gonna throw it out.
No,
but you
not.
Could see that she was a little surprised that people don't care more about the breakup.
Yeah.
Totally. But still, she didn't go back to her roots of being like, well, I'm gonna, I don't know, throw a tantrum. She didn't do that.
She didn't do that, but she kind of did it in a way to where she was messing up.
She sabotaged.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I would do that too.
So, would you?
I would. I'm a sabotager sometimes.
Good. All right. Good to know. I'm gonna take a little mental note of that.
Hanging with
one day we're here, one day we're not there. So then it cuts to Shane oiling up our new friend Francisco.
Yes,
Francisco. out in the courtyard, I guess, that I also didn't have in high school.
Nope. Oh, I had a courtyard.
Even if you had a courtyard,
cemented.
Even if you had a courtyard at school, like, why would you be in your bikini at your high school?
Because they're Brazilian and don't have clothes with them.
And Francisco's also 45. He's been doing this
a
long time.
Yeah, he looked too old to be in high school.
He's been tanning in the courtyard for about 20 years, so.
And I love how Shane apparently has a U.S. flag Speedo ready to go.
I know, right? Yeah.
Because he was wearing that.
You always got to be prepared. I feel like Shane's that type of person. Yes. Always have an outfit.
But he's gay.
What?
Yeah. I mean, like, come on. Like,
do not.
Do not let me have it on these comments. Y'all know what I mean by that. Come on.
No, one of my really good gay guy friends, he's not as organized.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Now you're going to really make them come
I'm just saying.
But obviously, so Francisco.
Are you off of me?
Francisco. That's fun to say.
Francisco.
No, he said, I'm trying to go to San Francisco, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, no, that's pretty funny. Mm-hmm. This is going to be Shane's rebound. We don't really see anything, but that's obviously where his attention is directed. He's trying to get Liam on the same page with, you know, let's just find rebounds. It doesn't have to be anything serious. And the green pill or the pink pill or red pill or whatever he said.
It was more of Shane trying to get Liam to get back to his old self. To kind of, like, ask Liam for forgiveness.
Totally. And yeah.
That's why he was trying to push Liam to do all that.
Yeah, yeah.
That's my tip.
Do we have any other comments about that whole, like, do we think that Shane was being kind of pushy with trying to get him back, you know, too soon? It's kind of like how Karma is may or may not be getting Amy back in the game too soon.
No,
well, you got to give time people. You got to give people time. Time people. You got to give people time to get over things and to move on their own pace. You can't really push things, and I think that's what Shane's doing, and I think that's what Karma's doing, is pushing both Liam and Amy.
And the more you push, the more they will go the other way.
Totally. Well, of course, but I think the whole thing with Shane is the fact that we all know how Shane was before he was with Pablo.
Mm-hmm.
And Pablo changed him. Remember, he made him more like trying to be this exclusive person.
He's not.
Exactly,
right.
That he's not. So I think once Pablo was pushed out of the way, he wanted everything to go back where it was, which was Liam was the high school slut.
Well, same with Karma. Karma and Shane are both doing the same thing. They're both trying to get their friends back to where they were, where they can trust them, a fresh start.
Right.
So that's what they're both doing. If Karma hadn't known that Amy was a lesbian or in love with her, they would be doing the same thing, but towards boys.
Totally.
And Shane would probably do the same thing.
Yeah. So we see Karma kind of go from girlfriend, well, fake girlfriend, to Amy, to Amy's wing woman this episode. And this girl...
C-3PO.
C-3PO. this girl, Fabiana or whatever her name is.
Ugly. That lady was not cute.
Come on.
Well,
she was not your type.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's ask the viewers.
You're welcome.
Was she your type or was she not your type?
Or do we just love Carmi so much that we don't want her to talk to anyone?
That's actually how I feel. And also, she looked really young.
Yeah.
Which made
me uncomfortable. She did look very, very young compared to everyone else in the cast, especially Francisco.
Yeah.
but she speaks zero English. Which isn't funny. I'm laughing about the other thing. Anyways, speak zero English. Sorry.
I just pictured Francisco. I'm sorry. What is the Brazilian girl's name?
Fabiana.
Fabiana sitting in the same classroom. And it's just like, how did you both end up in the same grade? Because you look decades apart.
Yeah, exactly. But they share, her and Amy share some flan, and they have a moment. And, you know, and then Karma offers to translate. And I know right away. That's not going to end well. She's going to say whatever she wants to say.
Can I ask a question?
No.
How do they know she was a lesbian?
I was just about to say that. Okay, so
because
the thing is...
Because we had an eye contact moment?
Well,
I think they probably just felt it, because they wouldn't have done the windblown thing. And
What did Karma call you guys? And hit me out if I'm wrong. A meet cute.
Cute. I feel like they both felt that moment. I mean, I guess it's kind of hard to translate, but I think they tried with the wind blowing and like the thing.
Oh, you mean the producers of the show tried to
show that there was a moment.
I was asking from Amy's perspective, how did Amy know she was a lesbian?
It was connection.
I didn't feel it.
Yes, remember
well,
when
it
they grabbed the
you felt it, Roya. That's how Amy felt it.
Well, you know, they was going for the flu at the same time, and then all of us, the flute, flu.
The flan?
Flan. That.
Sorry.
The flan. Flute.
Yes. Okay. Well,
but no, she came up with two spoons, like, you know,
yeah,
so she...
Just because you share flan doesn't make you into each other.
And she said that, but it was like a connection. She was trying to get it.
Well,
you know,
here's the thing, is that they did the same exact kind of special effects with the wind and everything in two moments. One with Fabiana and one with the other guy, the other Brazilian guy.
Francisco?
Mm. No, not Francisco. The other guy.
Who doesn't have a name.
He doesn't get a name. The one that he tries to hook up with. Amy, because it's like that she had a moment with both of these people. So obviously she's still deciding whether or not, you know,
confused.
What I mean. Yeah, she's still sexually confused. And And so, but then when she has that moment with the guy, Karma is kind of taken by surprise. And she, you know, even confronts Amy in the bathroom when they're getting ready about, you know, it kind of took me off guard that you were into the guy as well. Because Amy was like, I saw him first.
Mm-hmm. I think that Amy's response was a very real moment for a woman who is going through a transition with her sexuality. Mm-hmm. Because she was saying, like, my body still reacts, wink, wink, when I see how guys, but my brain doesn't want to feel that way.
Yeah. And I think, and I completely agree. And I think she is still trying to figure out whether or not, you know, if she's a lesbian, if she's bisexual, you know, what's going on, which is totally a great process to go, you know what I mean?
Like, it's totally normal.
It's totally normal thing for someone to have to go through. But I think it kind of did take Karma by surprise because she was like, well, you had all these feelings for me, so I just assumed that you were a lesbian. And I feel like a lot of people who watched the show did jump to that conclusion that she, you know, there aren't other options that she could be. She's definitely a lesbian. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and how is Karma?
So that kind of helped clear it up that she, you know, is still confused.
Yeah. Like, how would Karma even know which direction Amy goes if Amy doesn't even know?
Totally. Exactly.
Well, the thing is with Amy, I think that it's more so a fact that she just goes off of chemistry. And she may be one of those people that are like,
She's open to whoever she connects with.
Well, first of all, she spent a lot of time and still does now with her best friend. You know, so you grew to like this person and you're comfortable with this person. Mm-hmm. So then you fall in love with this person. So it's kind of like, doesn't matter whether they're male or female. At this point, I'm in high school and I'm going through my confusion.
No 16-year-old should really be expected to know exactly what they want with their life in any aspect.
Right, because my career changed plenty of times when I was in high school. So,
well, even after high school and after college. So here we are, still in the process of changing.
That's so true. Yeah,
yeah. I feel like it's an ongoing thing. The more
you experiment,
it's kind of how you learn and you grow.
Experiment. Yeah. Figure it out.
That's kind of like finding your G spot.
Karma is.
I didn't
watch
know.
Watch your
tongue. You ever done something like it comes out of your mouth, but in your mind you're like, did I just say that before it even came out?
Yeah. We understand.
Now we know what Cortez does. He's looking for it.
I'm so
like, there should
right
be
now.
A letter G somewhere. I just can't seem to find it. That was stupid.
All right, so let's get back to the carnival. Shall we? So Karma is translating for Amy and these two love interests. We have Fabiana and then No Name Boy. Yeah, I mean, it's like exotic and stuff.
Which part?
Get that. Like her speaking a different language.
I thought you meant the Fabiana. Gotcha.
Yeah. And, but she's changing what they're saying so that Amy will be more interested than she would be.
I give her E for effort. But at the same time, it's one of those
that's
things.
That's not good. That's not a good grade.
Especially if you go back to elementary school.
Well, here's the thing.
I got a lot.
Well, here's the thing. I think with that is more so that she was really urged on trying to get Amy to move on past her. Right. Maybe that can help her with her feelings. Because, like, I'm still saying that she's maybe bi, but also she may just feel like she wants her friendship back, how it was. But I think it was a good point. Like, she was, what is it, a good what?
Effort?
Good effort.
Ephra.
Yeah, but she was just pushing it too hard, and it wasn't.
I feel like that's what Kylie was saying a little bit about overcompensating and, you know, trying to make up for everything that's happened.
Yeah, I think Karma just needs to, like, stick to being concerned about herself and just let everyone else's story play out the way it plays out, you know.
But that's not her.
I know.
But, you know what I mean? Like, that's never going to happen. But meanwhile, Shane is setting Liam up with San Francisco's
cousin.
Mm-hmm. And he's like, you know how cousins are. Whatever. I don't know. Maybe.
How are they?
I didn't even look at her.
What did Shane call her? Called her not garbage, but something. What was the word?
Grenade.
Grenade.
Mm-hmm.
There
we go.
So you got the G.
She's a grenade.
Yeah.
Found a G.
No G. That's found by G. Shane's trying to be the best friend that he is, and he knows that Liam would have a thing for her. And we didn't talk about the sunscreen, the squirting of the sunscreen.
Oh my God. I loved that. That was so gross.
Whoever directed that scene. That was amazing.
This whole episode was written so well with little subtle,
so amazing.
That's the only word I can describe.
And the look on Liam's face was just like, oh God, I gotta go.
By the way, in that scene, Liam and I have on the same pants, Club Monaco.
Wow.
$79.99.
Did you just steal them from Seth when you were there?
I sure was. Yeah, actually, no. Sterling and Roya went on set, and they actually just snacked them up and said, oh, yeah. My gosh.
He was wearing them. We just took them right off.
These are some nice pants.
You don't mind dropping the pants. Yeah.
You got good
American thing.
Yeah.
Meanwhile.
Yes.
I love that word. That was so, like, English of her.
Meanwhile?
Meanwhile.
Go ahead. Just back at the ranch. Anyways, Karma casually sends the Brazilian guy to the hospital because he has a heart attack on the Ferris wheel, poor thing. But that's just her overstepping again, like, has no idea that he's going to have a panic attack. But, you know, there she goes. There he goes.
Poor mystery guy.
And, but Amy, obviously, is having, you know, a bad time because she's still in love with Karma, and she's venting this to this Brazilian girl who said, what did she say? Did she say, like, we kiss now or something?
No, she said that every time she's around, she told her best friend that she was in love with her, and now every time she sees her, it's like, it gets worse because
she gets butterflies.
She gets butterflies.
Right. No. Yeah. She like completely vented all of her feelings to this Brazilian girl who has no idea what she's saying. But then the girl says, we kiss now?
Like, oh, that's
the
Brazilian.
Oh, that's the only English you know?
Well, 12 year old. Jump in the guy.
Real quick.
What a horny little brat.
Did you guys ever make out next to other people making out?
No.
I wasn't one of those teenagers, but I hung out with teenagers when I was in high school who did that.
But, yeah, but, like, at dances and stuff, like, I don't think that ever happened.
Is it, like, a designated area? Because I would always avoid those.
My high school experience is, like, completely different. I can't relate.
I don't even know.
Oh, we got an actually over here.
I have a story.
Uh-oh. Tell it.
I dated a boy when I was 16. Who, yeah, a boy, not a man, like you,
or Francisco.
It was my first boyfriend, and he went to a different high school. He went to a very strict Christian school, and he took me to his homecoming, and, like, I was 16 and, like, totally in love. So I just kept, like, giving him kisses, and we got kicked out of the homecoming dance.
Oh, really? That is so...
You
I was just giving
rat.
Him, like, pecks. We weren't even making out. It was just, like, a lot of, like, pecks.
Yeah, but the chaperones
were
really
tongue.
Strict there.
They were like, y'all need to get it together. And I was like, what together? Like, this is almost how I kissed my mom, you know, just like a peck.
Yeah.
Know? Your dad, you kiss your parents on
we
the
We do this school. At public school.
You don't kiss your parents on the
Heck no.
Did you as a kid?
No.
Well, maybe they don't love
remember.
You.
My parents didn't love me because they didn't kiss me with the lips. Mwah.
You know, just like, I love you, mom. Mwah.
No.
So, back to the episode. Anyways, Karma is spying on Amy, has binoculars. Nancy Drewin. I made that a verb.
I love how she had that in her purse, by the way.
Yeah, just casually, in case she needs them. But the thing, let's talk about her reaction for a second. She looks really happy for a second, and then she kind of looks disappointed. What do
the
we
second
think
time.
About that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got another question for you guys. How do you guys
well,
feel?
Well, let's answer my question first.
You can't answer a question with a question.
Question?
I forgot the first question.
Me.
Thank you. Why the earth do I do that? No one understands where that comes from.
I got you.
Question? Tell me what it
is. Can you answer a question so I can ask my question?
So, well, I think that at the point, that's why I go back and say that I kind of feel like I'm a little dumbfounded about how really Karma really feels. Because the way her acting comes across as if she wants to be with Amy. And then when she sees her with someone else, it's almost as if, like... Like, I don't know if I can let that happen.
But I like what you mentioned earlier. You want your cake and your ice cream, too.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
That's exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
A good little description of that.
Yeah. But then Shane comes up.
Wait, I said
oh, yeah, what's your question?
Sorry,
what's your question?
So, okay, you remember in season 1 when Amy went on that blind date mm-hmm. with a girl and she was trying to kiss any lesbian she could find. And yet, but they all pulled, like, where did that courage come from for her to be like, oh, yeah. You want to kiss now? Okay, let's make out. Let's do it. Where'd that come from? Because before she backed out when she was like, the one chick's like, you want to go to my car? And she's like, and she was looking for Shane.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah,
where did this courage come from? Is it because she told her best friend finally how she feels?
Maybe she's trying to see if she's ready to move on, and I think that's why she realizes, that's how she realizes that she's not. Ready.
Okay, I just wanted to ask that question.
Question?
Good question.
Question.
I don't know if that's
Fans.
The answer you were looking for.
I don't know. Let me know.
It's
Do you have an answer? Do you guys have an answer on YouTube or iTunes? Please, let me know. Because I am lost and confused.
Let me know.
Let me know. God.
Oh, all right, God. Go ahead.
Where am I? Anyway, Shane kisses Karma. Let's move on to that. He's like, okay, I want to see what all the fuss is about. Why is everyone falling in love with you? And then he kisses, because he's like, okay, if I fall in love with you, then we know that you have something going
cocaine
on.
Cocaine on her lips.
Yeah, cocaine on the lips. So he does, and then he's like, I don't get it. Still don't get it. Yeah. Still in the dark about this.
He walked away like,
like, no, that wasn't it. And I said, still don't get it. Confused. So I don't know, but Carmen.
Yeah, I don't get it either. She has cute clothes. Yeah. I like that.
She can sing.
She can sing, and she speaks Portuguese. Mm-hmm. Two very sexy things about a woman.
And that was before. Shane even knows the secret that we'll talk about in a little bit. So that's kind of like a big move to make. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Did you guys have any other thoughts about that kiss, or were we just kind of just
that was a good shocked. Kiss.
She looked like really surprised.
At first she did, but if you really look again, you see her like close her eyes and everything.
Well, I think she was just like, what? Like,
yeah. Maybe she was like, yes, somebody. Anybody.
Why don't you love me?
I love when people come in with a song.
Here's my thing about that kiss. It was in the preview after episode one. Mm-hmm. I was not surprised when he kissed her because we knew it was a carnival scene, and I was like, all right, cool.
But did it make you think that maybe he was considering
feelings?
No, I don't
think
so. He was
wearing a split second. I was like, oh, no. Shit.
He was wearing an American flag Speedo. There's no way he's going back.
There are plenty of straight dudes that wear
it. I know my dad wears one.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm still questioning it, though, to be honest.
Can we talk about, really quickly, this whole... I almost said Leo, Lauren, Theo. I'm just, making up those things.
Unintentionally,
Leo. Does that work, everybody?
Lauren, Theo. I think we can already see that Theo is into Lauren. Mm-hmm. Maybe he's just into any girls.
Yeah.
Maybe just any girl because he's new and he's just seeing all these hot girls.
No, he doesn't seem like he was flirting with that one chick.
Brandy,
that
yes, he was.
I mean, I think it was light flirting, being polite at the same time.
I think he was being polite. I think he's totally into Lauren.
Yes,
I think he's into Lauren.
Because he was volunteering to work at this carnival, which was obviously just a way to get her to notice him. Uh-huh. And she's so blind by her stubborn prissiness that she wasn't even catching on that this super hot dude is digging her.
Mm-hmm. And he, defended her to the principal and this whole thing, the carnival thing, and tells her to loosen up and smile. And, I feel like if he didn't care, he wouldn't care enough to tell her that.
That's right.
Here's the thing, though. Cortez has a male perspective.
Oh, yeah. Cortez, tell us the male perspective.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Here's the thing. I just told you. He's a horny little brat. But I really think that he's
brat,
into...
Though, brat?
Not brat.
I like Theo.
Yeah.
Like Theo, first of all, the name. But no, it's just a simple fact.
Cortez. What kind of a name is that?
Oh, he's...
You guys,
Cortez. Go on with your theory.
Okay. But no, but no, here's the thing. Yeah. I just think that... I really do believe that he's into Lauren, so I will agree with that. But I just think that with every girl who's going to hit on him, I'm like, look at Brandy. She was like all over him. Who's going to turn that down? Liam did not.
Theo.
Theo.
He didn't go after her.
He did not turn it down. Right, because he's into Lauren.
But he's a new kid, though, at the same time. He's a new kid at the school. He's just trying to make friends. Maybe it's a friend here or two, but,
Wow.
Wrong signal.
Just doing somebody blur. This is getting really inappropriate.
I don't even feel like I should be rewatching this.
Anyways, let's get back into it.
Yes.
Karma apologizes to Amy for pushing her too fast to move on and to try to find someone new. And Amy's like, I get it, blah, 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 but it's just going to take me a while. Because obviously the feelings Amy had for Karma were real. She wasn't faking that. Mm-hmm. It might be faking other things in the show, but not that. And those feelings were definitely real. And she's still trying to figure them out and whether or not she's ready to move on. I think it's way too soon.
And this is the third time she has tried to be like, hey, Karma, interested? Right now, maybe. another attempt of Amy trying to convince Karma to be interested in Karma. Amy.
Yeah. I have a question.
Answer.
Do you remember
Tell me
when,
what you think about me.
Do you remember in season one? Thank you, do that every time. In season one, when they kissed for the first time, do you think that even though they were faking it, keep in mind, when the very first episode, we talked about the Eminem, the first scene when they came in, and how they came up with the idea of faking being lesbians. Do you think that if they would have never kissed or was never forced to kiss, Amy would she ever thought about, wow, I for real have
feelings for Karma.
That's a good point, because I feel like that moment where they did kiss at the pep rally, that was kind of like Amy being like, oh my god, I really...
That's where... I tried.
That's where she was really like, wow, I really felt something there. Yeah. But now she's even talking about when she was venting to the Brazilian girl who had no idea what she was saying. She was saying every time she sees her, she still has those same feelings. But whether or not she would, I think she still would. I totally think she
still
would.
You think so?
Yeah.
I think it's just a matter of time. You know, it would have taken her longer to get there, but she would eventually realize that she's digging. Maybe not. You know, it could have been something where they like had a sleepover and they were changing, or just maybe there had been a time where Amy was with a guy and she realized it wasn't what she thought it would be. And at some point, I just feel like at some point she would have gotten there.
I agree. And it could have been Karma finally, like, actually having a real relationship with a guy and Amy feeling jealous or something like that. Like, it could have been totally that.
Question.
Yeah.
Have we seen Amy? I mean, we've heard about her having crushes on guys. But has she ever really kissed anybody?
Whom? Amy?
Yes.
Yes, the guy who gave her the free Miyako
before thing. The main kiss. With Karma.
No, the guy that gave the nurse.
That was after their kiss.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. That's my question.
Yeah, there wasn't anything before that.
Maybe she's never had a real kiss before.
So
like,
you're
never
saying
been
her
kissed.
First kiss was with Karma on stage in the first episode.
Mm-hmm. I'm asking if that's the case. Mm-hmm. They reference never been kissed. Mm-hmm. That Drew Barrymore was never really kissed before.
I'm racking the brain.
And she doesn't even remember hooking up with Liam. So, like, who's to say?
Yeah, and you would remember that, people. Unless that didn't happen. Unless they pass out drunk.
Well, if...
Which does happen.
If you have consumed enough alcohol, you may not.
But but your first... Okay, we're going to go back into this. First time you would feel it, you would know it.
You would know it.
You would maybe...
Because if
it
he put it
been,
down,
all right.
She would have got up a little sore the next day. You know what I'm saying?
Just kidding. What if he had a softie?
Good question. I mean,
wouldn't have felt
good
it.
Good point.
But still,
Sterling is
tapping out.
Like, how do I get out of this conversation?
Have, like, sex ed right now? Because even with the softie,
I mean, it just wouldn't have gone in.
You guys, if you
want to
know, follow us on Twitter. We'll tell you. We're not going to go that far on in case you know you're listening.
I feel very responsible for sexual education right now, and I don't want to be.
Let's let faking it be in charge of sex ed, okay?
Okay, so back to the main point. If Amy has kissed anybody else, a real legit kiss, before Karma, let us know.
Yeah, I mean, we could be really wrong, but at the same time, the writers haven't really explained that. Maybe that's a detail they don't need to explain. Mm-hmm. And it might be a moot point, doesn't matter.
I get that theory.
And maybe that's something
they're going to explore later. Exactly.
Yeah. So if we can get Carter in here, I will... Remind me to ask him.
All right, let's do that. All right, so with going off the same thing of...
Why were we talking so long about
Yeah, I don't know. Here we go. Sorry, that's my job to move this forward. But with Karma, the same theme of her apologizing for pushing Amy too far, same thing's happening with Liam and Shane. Shane's like, okay, I get it. Like, you're not ready to move on from Karma. You're still exploring this. And Liam's like, yeah, I know. And he talks about how guilty he feels, blah, blah, blah. And Shane's just like, well, you know what? Like, why don't you, if you're still having these feelings for Karma, she's obviously still into you. Just do it. Like, what do you mean? Like, just be with her. And then that's when he confesses to Shane about Amy, drops the bomb on him. And the only thing Shane can say is, oh my God. You know, we don't really get a real reaction, but we can tell he's shocked. We don't really know. I guess we'll find out next week how he handles the news exactly, like whether he goes to Amy or whether he, like, you know what I'm saying? But the thing that I first thought of when that happened, because obviously Liam was feeling a lot of guilt, it's built up. This is whole thing they've been wanting to tell people, but they obviously can't. But once you tell one person... And that one person tells one person, and you've basically already told everyone, so I feel like it's going to blow up really soon.
Well, especially with all people to tell Shane, I mean, it's not like he has a history of keeping things on the DL. He outed them when they weren't even lesbians yet.
Yeah.
I mean, he's like the last person you should be telling secrets.
Yeah, but here's the thing with Shane, though, in this situation. Amy and Liam are his best friends. Like, his two people. When he outed Amy and Karma, he didn't know Amy and Karma. Mm-hmm. He had no, mm-hmm. like, loyalty to them, and he didn't, you know, it didn't need to have any. Yeah. You know what I mean? That was just him doing that.
Yeah.
Because he didn't like, he really did not like Lauren, and Lauren was trying to be prom queen.
That's true. Even when Shane attacks Karma, he goes, "You hurt my two favorite people."
Yeah.
So that's proof right there that he
this
really
is
cares.
Yeah, this is obviously really affecting him. So,
which is great.
What he does with this information is going to be.
He's got
to say a lot about his character.
He's got to go to Amy. Or, yeah, Amy, because Amy's dying to tell somebody. I guarantee you'll be great if Shane knows.
Yeah. Okay, so before we talk about this too much, maybe we should get into predictions.
Yeah.
Maybe, do you think that's where we're headed, or do we have anything else?
I had a question.
Okay, well.
Too late, predictions. Too late.
We'll ride underground.
We reached our question quota tonight.
What's your question?
Before
we get into
No, it's okay.
Okay. First of all, since we're in predictions now, no preview for next week?
Ooh, I hate that.
I don't say LOL. I just laugh.
I can say WTF.
You say WTF.
That is censorship right
That's
there.
That's just what I thought
censorship.
About.
Censorship.
Was it not enough time?
That's too long. This is three letters.
Was that not enough time? Like, I was really looking forward to see some previews. Like, come on.
Maybe it was. It wasn't just our thing, because we watched it twice and we didn't.
Exactly. We tried different recordings.
So maybe you all can let us know if you saw something that we did not see, or maybe that our DVR did not pick up. But
don't
still.
Worry. I left a hate, not a hate, that's bad, but I left an angry tweet towards MTV faking it. I'm like, where's our previews?
I mean, we're not going to know enough of that.
I bet they'll throw something up on MTV.
Yeah, it'd probably be like a teaser or something.
But if it was on purpose, I can see why it was on purpose.
Oh, sure. Way to backpedal.
Yeah, why is that?
How's that feel?
Tell us.
Well, if I was a producer, or director of a show that I see that's becoming to be a great show, I want to keep my my fans or my viewers
gonna
on there.
Going to tune in nicely.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hang on.
But they could do without with the preview, too.
No.
Yes.
Because, you know, when we watched the preview, we kept saying,
and
it was giving
one.
Us pointers. Right. So I'm just like,
I'm so curious to see who they're, like, kissing and all that.
Yeah. Stuff. At first, I was telling Rory I thought it was Francisco, but I was like, no, because Francisco hair was darker and longer. So this is a new character that we haven't even seen.
Yeah.
That Shane was kissing. We know who it is thanks to the tweets, you guys, because we did find out who it really was.
Yeah.
But I mean, as far as the.
Well, so now we know, and that kind of ruins it.
Well, no, we know him as who he is, but we don't know the character, how he's going to come into play.
Yeah.
Because he's a new character.
All right, so what are y'all's predictions?
Don't be cutting me off like that.
Predictions. You get to predict last.
Predictions. I think we're going to meet Amy's new potential girlfriend.
Okay.
And I think she will be actually more attractive and not 12 years old.
I think Laverne Cox is going to
be in
the next
episode.
Well,
you gotta wait. I have news and gossip. P.S. by the way.
Okay.
Go ahead. After this.
Go ahead.
I predict that Lauren will eventually let her guard down and totally do it with Theo. It's going to be awesome.
I love Theo.
Do it?
I think he's going to be...
I think he'll like convince her to loosen up and kind of let her walls down with certain things that she's super uptight about.
Going off that, I think Theo is really good for Lauren.
Yeah.
Like, I think he is gonna be that person, like
he's gonna
you said.
Humble that ass real good.
Whoa.
Gets so gross.
Or he's gonna like help her like break down some of those barriers she has.
I concur. Don't give it. Y'all can say B-I-T-C-H.
That's translation right there.
But no, here's the thing. I was going to say something to what you just said about Roya, about...
oh, God, don't throw me in.
about Amy is going to have a new love.
Girlfriend, yeah.
Correct me if I'm wrong, and now I'm going to go back and really watch it. The episode when Katie...
go back and
I mean, not the episode, but the review show when Rita and Katie came by the studio and talked with us. Did they not say that the girl that she met at the cafe shop that she was coming back?
Ignored. No. Denied.
No.
This is a completely different character.
You think it's a
different
character?
It's a completely
different character.
I've read it online. It's a
different.
Waitress.
It's a new person.
Oh. Okay. Great.
Spoiler. Alright, do we have any other predictions?
I have news and gossip.
We have good news and gossip.
Sorry about the order.
That's okay.
Sean, you're doing an amazing job in the booth.
Yes, Sean, you're doing amazing.
Alright,
you're welcome.
You guys.
You're welcome.
How many of you are fans of Buffy the Vampire Slayer? Oh my God! You guys leave now.
I never got it.
I know, but I'm all about Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Is that on Netflix? Because that could be my next thing.
Okay, I'm not going to talk to you guys for right now. I'm just going to talk about this news and gossip.
Go on.
So Xander from Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Nicholas Brendon, is going to be on Faking It for the season finale.
Do we know? Spoiler alert! About the outside.
He's somebody that helps Liam. like with his art.
Gotcha.
So hopefully, I'm sure everyone who's a Faking It fan or who's a Buffy fan knows about this.
So what are we thinking for his character? Like, other than helping him with his art?
Is he in high school?
Well, he's going to come. It's maybe help him with his college. This is a prediction that I'm thinking. But
So is he maybe going to be like a role model figure for Liam? Or is he going to be like a romantic interest for someone?
No, I don't think that.
Ooh.
But I don't know. We won't know.
Karma in him. She goes into older men.
That's a prediction.
Yeah.
That's if it
good.
Brings him back, okay, I'm down for it.
Yeah,
for sure.
Oh, that's good.
But that's my only.
All right, is that all we got for predictions, news, and gossip?
Yeah.
Wrapping it up there.
Oh, you didn't hear?
What?
Rita and I are dating.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Congratulations.
You guys, that's a lie. Don't listen to him. That's in his dreams.
I just picture Cortez having a cardboard cutout of Rita in his apartment. He's like, I love you, baby.
Well, maybe it's because you're wearing Liam's pants.
Yeah, that's also...
Maybe that's it.
Oh, no.
All right.
Anyway.
Let's get out of here.
All right. And also, as usual, please post your predictions and whatnot on YouTube. That sort of stuff.
And iTunes.
Oh, yes.
Five stars. You guys, rate us on iTunes. 5 stars. Because if we don't get 5 stars, we can't get your favorite cast members in here. And you know we ask questions that you love. So please.
We ask your questions. You love them. Yeah.
You guys.
By default.
We love when you all come in. Like, when you guys come in, like, it makes me feel good. I don't know about you guys, but it makes me feel good that someone cares enough to take the time to type and write what they feel.
And also, check out Faking It Fridays by the Gay Women Channel. Because I'm working on it, trying to get them to Skype with us. They are on East Coast, so unfortunately they're 3 hours ahead. Yes. I'm going to work on something to hopefully get them in to Skype with us. So hopefully, fingers crossed. But check them out, guys. They're awesome.
All right, where can we find y'all on social media?
I will go first, guys. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at HeyRoy. That's HeyRoya.
You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at TheKylieHodges.
The one and only.
Hi, you can find me on all social media at Cortez G. West. Make sure you also follow at AfterBuzz TV. And where can they find you, Sterling?
Sterling.
Do it, Sterling.
Thanks for asking.
Oh, me, oh, my.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Sterling Kate. Thank you guys so much for tuning in, and we will see you next Tuesday.
Woo!
Cortez, I swear to God, if you start to kiss me.
Oh, my God.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Bye later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.